Shout a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please, as we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves loud and clear in this song. Holy God, you reign again. You reign in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus. You will see them upon the Holy Ghost did again. Sing it loud and clear, beloved. Do it again. There is no one who is in this program this morning by chance. God has a purpose for bringing you here. Therefore, every minute you are going to spend there, make it count for Jesus. Shout a Jericho sign.
Hallelujah. The God of Elijah shall trouble you tonight. In the name of Jesus. The God of Elijah shall trouble you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for bringing us here by your power. Accept our thanks in Jesus. This evening, Lord, by the power that divided the Red Sea, and by the power that disgraced Goliath, by the power that brought a man to the tree he prepared for Mordecai, let the power of great deliverance come upon your people here tonight. In the name of Jesus, open our understanding. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout aloud, hallelujah. Before you sit down, beloved, I'd like you to go to seven persons and say to them, every arrow fired against your destiny this year shall backfire in the name of Jesus. Say it to seven persons. Every arrow fired against your destiny this year shall
that backfire. Say to seven persons again, instead of regret, you shall have testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Say to seven persons. Instead of regret, you shall have testimonies. We are going to say to seven persons again, your trouble is in trouble. In the name of Jesus. Shout aloud, hallelujah. Bless of us, God bless you.
Lale.
But I'd like to have a little bit of a chat with you on something that is very important before we go into our prayer program. And I'd like you to pay attention.
And
be sure you follow me. Again, it might be the only opportunity you have of listening to such a thing.
But
the Spirit of God has said I should talk to you about it before we do today's prayer. For just some minutes before we start praying, I want to talk about deliverance for inanimate objects. Deliverance for inanimate objects or lifeless objects. That might sound a little bit strange to some people. Deliverance for inanimate objects or lifeless objects. You will recognize why we want to do it. In a few minutes. And please listen very attentively. First of all, I'd like to read you the testimony of a white man who has been going to church for many years, but has been going to a traditional church where they don't believe that any trouble can be caused by the devil. That you just go your own way and the devil will go his own way. But one day somebody invited him to a workshop where they were talking about battling the host of hell. That topic itself sounded to the white man as if it was fiction. Battling with the host of hell? How is that possible? Anyway, he attended. He listened to what was being said. He knew that he had been having problems.
Oh my God,
and that his church that he was going to had no solution. So after he had had them in this workshop, then he decided to take action. After he had taken his action, I'd like to read you his testimony. That's how we're going to start tonight. He said, I went to this workshop and I listened to teachings about how to anoint your place of work and how to bind and loose spirits over your job. Now listen to him. Because my boss is not a Christian, the enemy had plenty of opportunity to use him against me. The devil was trying hard to make me lose my job. So I decided, as taught in the seminar, to counter attack. Listen to him again. The first night, I took a bottle of olive oil that I prayed on, and I walked the entire length and breadth of the place where I walk. I anointed every door in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I also commanded every evil spirit to be bound and to leave, especially those who were trying to take my job, such as witchcraft spirit and spirit of destruction. He first operated outside the building. Next, I went inside the building. I anointed the office of every department which affected my job. I used angels in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to go and create favor for my department. I banned every spirit over each department which will attack my own department. I also ban spirits in all of the management and personnel who would try to use evil against me. Including spirit of lying, gossip, slander. I used angels to go and create favor with my boss and to secure my position with the company. Brothers and sisters, this is a white man. This I did every night, and soon began to notice a change in the production output of my own department. As it began to increase, this caused great favor with my supervisor, who gradually began to change his opinion about me. The angels continued to cause my department to flow smoother and consistently raise the production level. On the day of our first management meeting, my boss complimented me and my department, and he had never been known to compliment anyone before. He says, I give all of the credit and glory to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this victory, and I thank God for the power to fight the enemy and drive him back, not only in my life but in my job and finances as well. If you follow that testimony, shout hallelujah. There was the testimony of a man who was not ready to allow himself to be cheated, and who was not ready to allow the spirit of financial destruction to affect his job. From that testimony that I've read to you, that is big lesson number one. Big lesson number one is this: the spirits working against your interest may be hiding inside inanimate objects in your place of work. It may be hiding inside lifeless objects right in your house or where you live. That is big lesson number one. Big lesson number two: that a curse may be placed in the working place of somebody against you, two inanimate objects. Somebody may say, well, as far as this man touches this table, his work will never move. As far as he's sitting on this chair, he will never make progress here. You say, let everyone using these chairs or walking on this carpet be against so and so, brother. And the person will not understand why the whole place is turning upside down against him. This is why when a believer starts to work in a new place, he don't take anything for granted. You must anoint that your new table and your chair. Big lesson number three. If you do not sometimes take aggressive spiritual action the way this man has taken, your enemies will push you out of your place of benefit and you will think it's God or it's coincidence. I want this to be clear in your spirit before I go on. You see, one of the problems we're having with Christianity in Nigeria is this. Many people don't realize that ministries in this country have to be indigenous ministries. It is high time we begin to see the evil spirits operating here as indigenous demons. Under the act and move and afflict people and dribble people according to our customs and our conscience. This is Nigeria in Africa. This is not America. So if you Americanize our ministry, sir, it won't be functional against the trouble of the black man. So contaminated property and materials is a serious problem here. And if they put curses or attach spirits that are against you to inanimate objects, it can affect you in several ways. It may be the source of attack for you in that house or in that working place. It may be the source of affliction for you in that working place. It may be the source of the things that influence you for evil in that place. These materials may even be used to initiate people into what they don't belong to. It may be a source of oppression in that place. It may be the instrument of depression. The person just notices that whenever he or she enters a particular environment, he or she becomes unhappy. It may be an instrument that will persuade somebody to do evil. It may lead to possession or seduction or confusion. So if you have objects dedicated to demons in your possession, the best course of action is to destroy them. And it is very important. I like you to listen to me very well tonight. It is very, very important that believers must carry out spiritual check on second-hand cars and vehicles, second-hand flats and houses, second-hand apartments, second-hand properties. You must carry out a proper check spiritually. Because if the former owners were demonic or they are involved in serious bondage or in serious sin, they will leave their evil spirits behind. They will linger behind and cause trouble for the new owners. This is why some things that some people purchase swallow up their money. Thank God for Tukumbo cars.
But you have to pray because you don't know what the white man who was driving it was doing before. That car may need deliverance. That your second hand cloth may need deliverance. That machine you are trying to use but is not trying to work may need deliverance. This is why when we did the anointing service, some people poured anointing on some machines that were not working before they started working. It's because something is in them trying not to make them work. That's your flat may need deliverance. Especially if the house was built with bloody money or with unrighteous money. I like that to be clear in your spirit. And also know, any prayer that anybody is saying to anyone or anything, different from God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, is prayer and worship to demons. And if you can move into a house where they were praying to something else other than God, you may be experiencing trouble in that house until you do deliverance for that house. Very often all those prayers, fake prayers that people are saying, they get answers and they think it's God. Somebody enters an accommodation, you find that you are not able to sleep well when you moved in. And you find that now you are becoming poorer and poorer on moving to the place. And the accommodation may be turning the person to a pauper. Then you should take some spiritual stand. Like this white man did. Not that I don't have black people testimonies. I'm purposely ready from a white man so you know that no country is free. Do you know that some sisters who are praying for husbands already have three husbands and then they are just searching for one more now, extra? How you say, how did they do that? Well, they bought three different wedding rings in the market. They be married to three different spirit husbands. Now they are looking for number four, an ordinary human being. The rings they thought was for decoration, not knowing that spirits have been attached to it. Do you know why some people try to sell things that they don't sell? Sometimes those things need deliverance. Do you know why transporters have a lot of headache? You get there and shout, oyinbo, 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 oyinbo. It takes 14 passengers. Only 7 witches entered. And there are 3 fornicators to join them. And plus 2 magicians. It took them to Yaba. They got down. From Yaba now, 2 Yabalis entered. And you took them to Loko bus stop. From Loko, some white garment Yabalis entered. You took them back to Igbo. The vehicle will have problems because of the spiritual luggage he carries. So if you are going to run transport, you must go and buy a big bucket of olive oil. And be anointing after each session. That is why the thing does not prosper in many things. Many people that are gathered here tonight, they will have to do some property cleansing. Do you know that even if you are constructing your house and you have contractors or somebody who is working on the construction there, cursing people and did all kinds of things there, that the house will be possessed? You know that if you leave an uncompleted building behind and school boys and school girls are going there to commit fornication, the house is cursed?
And now
you just paint it and move it like that. You will need some to do some work before you get in. The Bible says my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. A whole land may be under a curse because it was forcibly taken away from the owner. And that place will need deliverance. The Bible says if you bring any curse item into your house, you become cursed like the item. That's what you read in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 26. Deuteronomy 7:26. It says this: Men shall thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. And when you open to the book of Joshua, chapter 7, Joshua 7, it is verse 11. Israel have sinned.
Israel is the
they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. For they have even taken of their account sin. And have also stolen. And the temple also. And they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies. They turned their backs before their enemies because they were cursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except ye destroy their curse from among you. A single person, just one man, stole a Babylonian garment that a curse was upon and brought it to a camp containing almost 3 million people. And that single garment put the whole lot of the nation in trouble. And God said, I won't be satisfied until you destroy it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But however, it is best to first get people delivered before they will then go and do deliverance for their property. Otherwise, they will go back and recontaminate the property with their own demons. How then do you clean your home, your office, your farm, your land, your car, your properties, from contamination by evil spirits? What should you do? I'm going to take it step by step now. And I'm going to be very quick. One, prepare yourself by fasting and prayer, and by studying the word of God. And do at least one day fast. So the first stage is preparation. You must prepare yourself. You don't just jump into it. There's so lots of God in our church. And then you jump down and start working. No. Make some preparation. Prepare yourself by fasting and prayer and by studying the Bible. And take at least one day fast. Amen. Are you following me? Number two. Find a good prayer partner to go along with you if possible. Jesus sent his disciples 2 by 2. He has a purpose for doing so. If you don't have a prayer partner, get one. That is number two. Number three, you must have at least the following 9 scriptures that I'm going to read to you present in your pocket for the attack.
Ogbodo ni awon segbele ti won ka fun o yi ti o wa lapo re fun
ijojuko. It must be in your memory, it must be in your book, you must know them.
Ogbodo wa ninu iwe re, ogbodo ko sori, o si gbodo mo won.
And with at least this nine scriptures.
Pelu awon segbele mesan yi.
There is one in Revelation chapter 12 verse
11.
Which talks about their overcoming him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. There is Revelation 22:3. Which says, and there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And the servants shall serve him. You must have Colossians chapter 2 from verse 14-15, which talks about the contrary and writing being nailed to the cross and Jesus defeating principalities and power. Then you must have your Galatians 3:13. Which talks about Jesus being made a curse for us. For curse be everyone that hangs upon the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. And then you must have your Deuteronomy 21:23. Which is just a follow-up of Galatians 3:13. Then after Deuteronomy 2, chapter 32, verse 5.
32:5.
Have that too at your disposal. Numbers 23:8. Have that scripture too at your disposal. Numbers 23:8, the popular verse. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? How shall I defy whom the Lord has not defied? Also the same Numbers 23:23. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. Never is there any division against Israel. You must have that at your disposal. 2 Samuel 7:29. Also a good scripture that is handy. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Another handy scripture. Amen. So with this scripture,
you
should be ready to do the work. It's not clear to you by the tape. Amen. Because we must go ahead. Then, when you move into the environment, you read these scriptures out loud, maybe you and your partner in unison or separately. Start reading the scriptures. Then number 5, you pray for discernment of the Spirit of God. So he brings to you where you will lay your hands. And before you lay the hands, you must have come inside the place with your olive oil and with your anointed handkerchief. The handkerchief may not be essential, but the olive oil is important. Where are the scriptures for this? Mark 6:13. Jesus asked his disciples to take it their olive oil.
Jesus and
in James 5, verse 14, you read about the anointing oil there. And in Acts chapter 19, verse 11-12,
the
scripture I want to read actually. Acts 19:11-12. Let's read that scripture. It says this. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons.
So that they are removed, they are
to And diseases departed from them. And the evil spirits went out of them. So when you pray on the olive oil, you lay your hands on the handkerchief, you ask God to anoint them, that wherever they are used, evil spirits should depart. Then power of God enters into the two items. Now you begin to attack all the powers around. You verbally denounce Satan and his power and all his hosts. And claim your authority over them as a believer. You walk around the place praying, telling the spirit to depart. And your hand that you have dipped in olive oil, you start touching the places that the Spirit of God leads you to touch. If you feel that certain things have been happening in that house, or to that machine, or to that instrument, then call out the spirit. Specific spirit. Maybe the spirit of poverty, spirit of confusion, spirit of witchcraft, familiar spirit, ancestral spirit, call them out and bind them. Amen. Are you following me at all? When you finish, you have not, when you finish praying all those prayers, then pray a wall of fire around the thing. And plead the blood of Jesus on the item. And ask for the angels of God to be stationed in the place. If it's a home that you are living in that is bothering you, you start by anointing the door, lintels, and the window sills of the house. You can anoint things like toys, cars, boxes, phones, furniture, wardrobe, on equipment in the house.
I want to be covered. I want to be sure of my day. Be joko motto. I want to be lale. Be really lori. I don't go see and learn.
You can place your anointed handkerchief under the feet.
I'll be see a bed joko. Yen kwe asho. And
sellotape them there.
Ki as in lemon bed.
Under the mattress.
I be la bed busuwa.
And sellotape them there.
As in lemon bed.
And then you begin to praise the Lord for the victory. This is very important in this environment. And if you have books or objects associated with witchcraft astrology in your house, or good luck charms, Jehovah Witnesses books, Christian Science, Amok, Strange uses of Sam. All the white garment materials like candle and incense, Sarasobia, etc. Make sure you throw them out. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the end of my chat. Let's close our eyes on
that.
You are going to raise up your voice where you are.
I'll go and the tower.
At any problem that I have that is associated with contaminated property.
So while I two alert mobile showing me back work when you are aware show the near that look at me.
Be dissolved with the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Ma to cover it well, you know, alone.
Let's open our mouth.
Yeah, and
amen. All eyes closed.
So what you are, did it?
How many of you have listened to my small chat this evening?
Yeah, I mean, the chat is
How many of you recognize that you have these kinds of things to do?
Yeah, I mean, you
need to do it maybe on your car,
yeah,
on your house, on your land. Just rise up on your feet. I just raise your two hands up to the Lord. Lord, I'm just praying here tonight that before your children leave this place,
we
will recognize that they need to go and cleanse certain things.
fọ̀ràn kan mọ́.
That you specially anoint this hand.
Pé kí o fi ara rẹ kún ọwọ́ yìí.
As they will go ahead and do so.
Bí wọ́n yẹ lọ láti lọ ṣe.
In the name of Jesus. And woe unto that demon.
The pony for me now.
And woe unto that spirit.
The pony for me now.
That will work to challenge them.
The pony for me now.
In the name of Jesus. Wonderful God with
us. Hello, Ryan. How do you go?
In Jesus' name, we
pray. The pony for me now.
Everybody now. Let's stand.
I just go out to the
we go into our neutralizing evil local alley.
I want to use this other song of my billet.
And I want to give an advice tonight.
Okay, I tell you.
If you are sweating, don't worry.
So one lag on one damu.
If you find yourself passing out gas, don't worry.
Nobody go to any so madam.
If you find yourself passing out mucus, don't worry.
Nobody pay kumu yomure, madam.
If you find that certain parts of the body is looking as if it got paralyzed for a little bit, don't worry. But pray like a warrior. Know that if you leave them alone, they will stay. If you take no aggressive action, they will stay and obey themselves. And they will begin to bear children. God forbid that evil things to bear children in my life. Now, we first of all face the seven general arrows of the devil. Before we then come back to the evil local one. The first one that I told you about last week is the spirit of fear. Every plantation of fear. You spirit of fear, I come against you, and I command you to go from every department of my life. Go. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every problem that fear has invited into my life. Go out with your fear. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We go for number two. The spirit of doubt. Lord, I confess every sin of doubt. And I command the spirit of doubt to depart from me. In Jesus' name we pray. Number three, long word.
You get our two, yeah.
Every area, Lord. Where I have used my mouth to commit spiritual murder. I neutralize them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Discouragement. I send every arrow of discouragement back to the
center.
In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Every sin of denial, Lord, forgive me.
Lord, thank you.
I will never deny you again in my words, my thoughts, or my actions. Talk to the Lord now.
Father, for the best.
Hatred is another one. I want you to take a concrete quality decision in your spirit tonight. Lord, tonight, I forgive everyone who has wronged
me.
Mention their names. I'll forgive them. Do so now.
Amen.
And the last one,
it's okay.
Is the arrow of confusion.
Only your fight, therefore.
I bind every spirit of confusion in
Jesus.
I send the arrows of confusion back to the sender. I bind the spirit of confusion in
Jesus.
I send the arrow of confusion back to the
sender.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we have arrived at neutralizing the evil local arrow.
By as you do, this is the son of Abilene.
And we're going to take
each of the seven that we treated last Wednesday one by one. This is a period of serious battle. Because they generally do not want to live with ease. So we must take it hard on them. And be violent with them. After all, didn't the Bible say,
really, shall we say
at life from the time of John the Baptist,
John the Baptist
to the present time,
is it the
kingdom of God sovereign violence, and the violence taken by
fire.
Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. 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 Amen. Don't say anything now.
Master, come on.
Keep your eyes closed.
Yes, sir.
All I want you to be doing now is just to be marching your feet on the ground. Yes. Aha. Just continue. The Bible said, when the host of Syria, the Lord sent them noises of the feet of army. They fled out of their hiding places. And as they have been
there,
many things have been
decided.
Now the battle is starting. Every bullet from spiritual gun, that has been fired into me. Go out,
get it.
In the name of
Jesus.
Listen to me very well. If you know that it has happened to you and you point, you just lay your hands on your head and one hand on your chest. You know that it's actually happening in
you.
You were shot. But even if you didn't see, don't take chances. Don't take chances at all. Now when you pray the prayer with aggression, and I said it's okay. Then we're going to wait for the angels to do their own. Every bullet that has been fired onto me, from evil spiritual gun,
let me know if I
get out in the name of Jesus. After you said that three times,
don't
go out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of
Jesus.
Amen.
Now you are going to raise up your voice even more than what you did now. Back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Boko se tengo de shitara boko niya. Bongore boko sente yo de shitere bo. I can see so many things happening. So many things are happening. So many things are happening. I see some sharp objects. Maybe I was being extracted from the head of somebody.
But
let there be silence.
Jackie, that's all over.
Let there be silence.
Jackie, that's all over.
Let there be silence.
Jackie, that's all over.
I saw bullets being extracted.
More or less, I want to on fire.
From the breast of somebody.
No, you ain't gone.
I saw even extracted too. From the intestine of somebody.
More or less, you ain't gone.
You have been feeling as if food does not enter into your stomach. As if everything you eat stays on your chest. But there's a rumbling going on inside your stomach now. And you see that you are free in that chest. I nullify every effect of spiritual bullets in my life. I nullify every effect of spiritual bullets in my life. As if you are here tonight, you cannot raise a particular part of your body, or you cannot use a particular part of your body. Immediately we start praying, start using
bullets.
This is wonderful. Evil arrows, I gather you together and I send you back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Open here! Bukushikaya bukushikaya bo, bunda ra bukushikaya bukushikaya bo, bura kasa kaya bukushikaya bo kura ba,
Amen. I saw a short sister. This sister is short and light in complexion. And then I saw a tall woman too. Old enough to be the mother of this sister. Holding a fan. I was fanning this sister. And as she fanned, this sister stopped praying. You, that sister, don't agree with your enemy.
God brought
you here for a purpose. That thing that is asking you to keep quiet.
But
you say, don't pray too hard. They are the planters of the arrows. Don't agree. Don't cooperate. Don't bargain with them. Disagree with them and get your freedom. Don't worry. If any power is telling you, you will die. The Bible says you shall not die, but to declare the works of God. So that thing that is saying, keep quiet. Those are the planters of the arrow. Therefore, all of us will have this prayer. Strange voice, oh my God. Be silent,
my father,
in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Attack through menstruation. Want all sisters present in this garden to lay their hands underneath their stomach and one arm in their chest until we finish praying this session. Don't take anything for granted. And if you know that you are the type that used to have very serious chronic menstrual pain, tonight is
a
night of deliverance. Immediately we start praying. Just fire away to the frontier.
Why?
You know that that is your own. Okay. I withdraw my blood from every evil altar. I withdraw my urine from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. Open your
mouth.
Okay, you can pray on your feet. Those of us that came out. Can you just pray on your feet? We don't have enough altar to take all of you now.
Yes, you told that you have boa.
So just pray on your feet and pray.
God share your command, God.
Your hand underneath your stomach.
Oh,
your hand on your chest.
I
will draw my blood. And I
urine
from every evil altar in the name of Jesus. to Jesus. I cancel the effects of demonic use of my blood. I cancel the effect of the demonic use of my blood. In the name of Jesus. Let there be silence now.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Ben.
Every evil effect.
Bo. Shall be.
And bad things that have been done.
At your mubu. You want to say.
With anybody's menstrual pad.
Well, you are strong. Coach, you any can.
Any evil thing that has been done.
I be on with be. Come with be.
With the seed of any man. Right now,
Lolobai.
Right now,
Lolobai.
I command those things to be revived. Yes, let
earth
coals of fire.
Get your why now.
Begin to burn.
Come on, Joe.
Can that be silenced?
Okay, that's all right.
Don't say man yet. Just
my speech, yeah, me.
Let the hot coals of fire from heaven.
Let your wine light your own.
Burn right into the system.
Go to your wine arena.
To the kidney.
That's no idea.
To the womb.
That's no idea, man.
To the stomach.
That's no idea.
Yes, begin to circulate.
Yes, you need to
circulate.
Man, you need
to circulate.
You need to.
And in that circulation,
you need
to begin to push out.
Man, fajari.
Those things that have been done.
I want to do say.
That has been causing problems.
Don't die.
Has been causing all kinds of feminine problems.
Don't die. While at your brain.
Yes.
Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Ben.
All the blood that has been withdrawn to witchcraft meetings. All the menstrual parts that have found their way to strange
places. Holy
Ghost.
Mema
begin to move in the name.
Mani nagbo.
So cancel such effects.
That is fagilation.
That is it.
Ben.
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 The evil thing that has been planted.
Oh, my pretty everything.
Yes, push
ben.
Them out.
We got it.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
Tonight is tonight.
Allah.
Enough is enough.
Hope of death.
You have hit this for a long time. Tonight is cancellation.
I will go fight you.
For death and hell are cast into the lake
of fire.
And your master, the devil, has been defeated.
Okay. Like
the curse of Calvary. So you have no right to continue to torment any sister here. Or any brother here.
Look, you're not going
to be. So,
Release the wound.
didn't ask you to run about.
No, you are my father to you.
That is you.
What is your problem then?
I leave you boss.
Oh, the brother got him.
Yes.
Then.
Amen. There are three sisters that have started to bleed now.
Oh, bring me to our mission chair, you enjoy it, all right.
Yes.
Ben.
Something like a piece of wood.
Oh, God, be a runigi.
Piece of wood.
A runigi.
Coming out.
And daddy.
From somebody.
Not anything.
Every power.
Abba.
Attached to any drum.
Toba Roma. Back on. Milo.
That is used against anybody.
Toba Roma. Say it again.
Let that drum tear to pieces.
Yes, you know, go here then.
Aha, and it is done.
Ben, it's really bad.
Amen! 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 Let both male and female will pray.
I talk now, I say, bring you by this.
With your hand on your stomach.
Hello, what are you? You're going
to. Any material that has been withdrawn from my body for evil. You are going to raise up your voice again. You are going to pray like this.
Oh God, right.
I drink
Mama.
The blood of Jesus. I drink
Mama.
The fire of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And after you've said that several hot times, don't say anything again. Just open your mouth and begin to drink the blood and the fire. Are you ready now? And the fire.
I do not know.
Blood of Jesus.
I do just.
And the fire of the Holy Ghost.
I do not know.
The blood of Jesus.
I do just.
And the fire of the Holy Ghost.
I do not know.
The blood of Jesus.
I do just.
And the fire of the Holy Ghost.
I do not know.
The blood of Jesus.
I do just.
And the fire of the Holy Ghost.
I do not know.
The blood of
Jesus. I do just.
And the fire of the Holy Ghost.
I do not know.
The blood of
Jesus. I do just.
And the fire of the Holy Ghost.
I do not know.
Begin to penetrate.
Penetrate,
Let that be a total renewal.
If you see all of that,
let's just thank the Lord for what you have
done. Let's go a lot of
in Jesus' name we pray.
Yeah, look at this, love, yeah.